Matthew last night. It was just a nice dream. He's a good friend of mine. Never has there been a song that is connected so much to a person in my life. Whenever I hear that song, Stranded by the Saints, classic Australian punk, I think of my buddy Matt Granlin. I would love to chat him up if he can get his little tush to Vancouver. But he lives in, I believe, Williams Lake or Quesnel. Anyway, you're listening to the Parts Unknown show. Let's see if I can figure this out. And I think I can. I'll talk about this song and then I'll tell you what I have in store for the likes of you all. It is very rare that there is a song in my life these days that I don't know who it is, thanks to the wonder that is the internet. I can put a couple of words that I faintly know from the song into this information machine, and they know what I'm talking about. And this was possibly the last song in my life that I had no idea where to find it. Lo and behold, there was this album on YouTube that just popped up. And for some reason, I thought that maybe this album had that track that I was thinking of for 35 years. Honestly, I heard this song on a commercial for some school in the East, honestly. And I loved that song so much. But what was it? Well, I can tell you now that it was Studio 69. That was the track by Alan Hackshaw, British composer and performer. He just recently passed on last October. I had no idea. At the age of 84, wonderful Hammond B3 player and a prolific composer of tracks like the one that you just heard. Very, very good. So another mystery solved. Thank you, internet. So today I have another guest. I have three guests today. And I couldn't be happier to have them grace the Parts Unknown show. This is Caitlin Gilroy, not in any necessary order, but they're all great and awesome and good friends of mine. Caitlin Gilroy, Tracy Vath, and Mr. Matty Harris are three integral parts of the Toast Collective. Now, I heard recently, now, do you know the Toast Collective? I talk about it every once in a while. It's been a venue on Kingsway and Fraser for years, since I'm thinking 2010 or 2009, and it is being pushed out of its area into someplace else. Now, where they are going to go, I don't know, but I am wishing good things for those folks and all the people that are members of the Toast Collective. I like to think that I'm a member of the Toast Collective, but I don't lift a finger for no one. So this is my interview with the threesome that is the composition of the Toast Collective. I want to ask you to enjoy it. It was supposed to be, well, it's not supposed to be. There was a bit of a confusion, a miscommunication with me and Tracy. I thought it was going to be Thursday night, but Tracy told everyone that it was Wednesday night. Now, it's true. We were talking about Wednesday night, but then I said, how about Thursday? And Tracy never got back to me. So I was thinking Thursday, she was thinking Wednesday. Anyway, we were all very, very high on mint tea during this, and it was very late on a Wednesday. So you have been warned. Lots of giggles in this one, and I can't be happier to give you the interview right now. You are listening to the deep sigh of Chris of Riffic on 101.9 CITR. It is very late. I'm at the, is it Mao Dan Gardens? Mm-hmm. You know, I just want to say a little something about this Mao Dan Garden co-op. I had been teaching piano here for years and years and years, and still this place isn't renovated. You guys got to step your game up.
They're paving.
10 years.
Yes. Oh, it's probably longer than that. Speaking of Toast Collective, I am here with dear friends. I got three folks here, and they are integral members of a collective that I hold very dear to my heart, the Toast Collective, a DIY run community of events, adventures, friendship, and good times.
Sounds like a singles club. Like, get like.
That was the interrupting nature of Miss Tracy Vath. Welcome, how are you?
It is like a singles club called Adventures and
Hikes? No.
Adventures and Activities or something.
Yeah. All right. Like they go on hikes, don't they?
Do adventures and activities.
Is that not the book, The Choose Your Own Adventure? That, all right. Tracy joins me on the Parts Unknown show. And talking now is Miss Caitlin Gilroy. How are you?
I'm well.
Yes. You are making tea for us, and thank you so much. But also here is another dear friend, Mr. Matty Harris. How are you?
Good. I'm mellow.
Okay, yes, I'm not. Am I ever?
No.
So the reason why we are here today is because I just got word of last week that the Toast Collective, where it used to be, is no longer going to be there. Is this not true?
Yeah, who told you that, by the way?
Yeah, who told you?
I think, good question. This town,
it wasn't me.
Let me tell you,
this is sources, Chris.
Okay. Well, no, I'm not anyway. Anyway, so this is true. The rumors are true.
Yeah. We're moving from 648 Kingsway.
Okay. Yes. And the reason why?
That's a good question. Anyone else want to take it?
I've heard rumors.
Okay.
Word on the street was.
I mean, I'd say there's sort of a trifecta of different things happening at once, and it was sort of the right time.
Okay.
You know, we've been closed since March 2020.
Have you had any shows?
We did some great events. Well, we did the online, no shows in the space. We did do a streamed event that was really great.
Yeah.
But that was with Red Gate.
It was in collaboration with, Red Gate.
Yeah.
No, we haven't had any shows. So we've been closed. Mm-hmm. But in a weird way, we've been more financially stable than we've ever been.
Oh, well, this is great news.
Because, so we were ready and poised to reopen. But just a few things around the building. It's currently for sale.
Mm.
And
it's been currently for sale for quite a long time. It seemed like that was the threat, like ever since I played my first show at the Toast Collective.
For sure. And rent was going up. Mm. I think the last piece was just that we were ready to reopen and restart program again, and checked in with some folks who live in the building, and it was sort of it didn't seem like a good fit anymore for the building.
Yes,
for us to be programming loud music.
I did hear a story, and you can tell me I'm wrong or not, but that some of the people that were living there were getting used to the quiet that was kind of like not there when there was loud musical types making such a racket.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably true.
And
I
think that's fair.
Yeah, fair enough. And also, COVID has changed so many people's lives and schedules and...
Working from home.
Yeah, there's more people working from home. Mm-hmm. All these different things. So life has changed in many ways, and we can't really blame them for enjoying the peace and quiet.
Yeah, fair enough. Well,
the residents have always been super supportive, and so that's why I think we hesitate to blame any of them.
Of course not.
Because they've always, it started essentially from folks who were living in the building. Michelle, who lived in the back, was involved in the original, collective, and lots of folks, Jameson, Katie, and Leah, and all the residents.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm making a lot of noise. Kira, and I shouldn't name names because there's lots of others who, I forget, but this radio.
Whatever.
Because it's Chris's show.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
So anyway, residents have always been really helpful, so we wanted to respect that they weren't really keen on it, and it just seemed like the right time, considering that we didn't want to pay more in rent, and also the looming sale as well, we thought might be a good time. So.
Well, why don't we stop there? Why don't we play a couple songs? What songs, I have no idea, but I know that there was some request for a Greenhouse, Lorna Rowe, and some Pinch Librarian, and it's got to be the right song, so I will get on that, but why don't we take a break and play something, and we will talk more about the Toast Collective with Maddie, Caitlin, and Tracy.
Okay, so let's play. Oh, where is it? There. Okay, so that's good. Pause that. Okay, so this is Clean Ice, a track recommended to me by Tracy. This is Pinch Librarian. I don't know if they're around anymore. I know one of the members does not live in Vancouver, but we play them and hope that they get together very soon one day.
The dancer stands with her arms in a V, but when the music stops, her face breaks. Clean ice.
You're listening to the Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR.
Thank you.
Oh, I like that ending. That was Los Angeles, California's Jay Somm with a newish tune called Can't Sleep from an EP called 1,000 Words. Very nice. I also had new stuff from Halifax, Nova Scotia's Century Egg. I've played every track that they have ever recorded and put on Bandcamp. I'm sure that they have written many, many songs. I also played Fake Fruit. I thought that that was a very apropos tune. No Space for Residence. Residence spelled R-E-S-I-D-E-N-C-E. But it could be the other residence, too. Divorcer had a song called Bug and a video for it. I had been late to the game on this track. Driving in my car, listening to Duncan's show, and him boasting like the smug jerk that he is. We're friends. yes. And him playing it, and he is got this tone that he knows that he's talking directly to me when he says, new divorcer. So I found it. It was on a video. The Bandcamp doesn't know what a divorcer bug is, but YouTube does, and the video is fabulous. But importantly, the song is really, really quite heartbreaking if you listen to it. Pinch Librarian, a request from Tracy Vath of the Toast Collective. Now, I should have figured out, okay, so 6:39. So I think around 6:35 is when we start talking again. Well, you never know. So let's see if this works. So I'm going to go like this. And we're going to get more into the interview that I did with Caitlin and Maddie and Tracy of the Toast Collective. What is the plan now that now they are no longer able to do shows at the current spot? What will happen? We will find out in this interview. Now, let's see if I can figure it out here. Six. Okay, six. Let's see. It froze. All right, let's try it again. 6:33. Come on, buddy. You can do this. That was another sigh from me. But let's try 6:33 and hope everything works. Okay, it's moving. This is good. This is good. Okay. Oh, yes. Okay, so just give them a little bit of time to get to where they need to be. And I think that at 6:35...
Check updates,
because
they might change the song.
Who's
Oh gosh, I forgot that we were talking. I wonder how long that this is going on for. I think maybe like at the, let's see.
Christine.
Nope. They're still talking. Okay, seven, maybe at 7 minutes?
Oscar.
Nope. No, I can't. We can't do that. Okay. I think it's like 7:05. Let's see.
Girls Rock headquarters.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
We were quite the Chatty Cathys. Let's see.
Banana Huts.
Yeah.
Nope. Maybe 7:15. Let's see.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. We will not.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, I'm not allowed to. Okay. Let's see.
Oscar and Phoenix.
Oh, no. Nothing. You didn't hear anything.
You are listening to 101.9 CIT. Are you a bunch of giggle monsters here? And it's good that our spirits are high because I just recently heard about the not folding of the Toast Collective, but a moving of the Toast Collective. So we will talk about that in a second. But what I would like to say is, how long has the Toast Collective been around? It didn't start with you guys.
12 years.
Oh, incredible. Yes. And who started having shows at the Toast Collective?
I don't know who did the first shows, but it first was started
the first group that came together, they were going to start a cafe.
No way.
Yeah, which is why they called it the Toast Collective.
Oh.
And they were going to serve tea and toast. And then it quickly just never happened. And it was the Kickball Club.
Mount right. Pleasant
Kickball Club or some. I can't remember the name of it, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And those kids basically turned it into their clubhouse. And then they started having parties. And those parties turned into shows.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Huh. I was just reading an article online from something called The Snipe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Never heard of it.
Online publication, but it was an article from 2009. And it was about one of the first events there at the Toast.
Do you remember what the show was?
It was actually a visual art event. And nice. It was part of the Culture Crawl, East Van Culture Crawl back then. And so, but they quoted Charles Latimer, Charlie, who was, so a shout out to Charlie, who was one of like the original organizers there. And it actually started with some residents in the building who were tired of seeing the storefront kind of flip from different businesses. And there was like, it was just always like flipping into like weird stores that could never make it. So
yeah,
they took it over and it was sort of the Kickball Clubhouse for a bit because the rent was cheap.
So the first time that I ever played there, Andrea Creamer, she was the one running the shop. Was she the first to actually put, am I wrong?
No.
Is that, that's her name?
Yeah, no.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know if Andrea was the first person to put on shows, but she was definitely like, the reason why the Toast lasted as long as it did.
Yeah.
Like, huge shout out to her.
Oh, big time. But she's so lovely.
Yeah. Well, like, she funded that place out of her pocket.
Unbelievable.
Like, for years and like just ran it at a loss and was just like, I don't care. This place has to stay open was her vibe.
Yeah.
She was there from the kickball days, so it must have been from day one as part of the collective. But then the collective sort of faded away, both folks went on, and then she ran it on her own pretty much with help from friends, but for a few years there in between, right?
It was like 3, 4, 5 years, I think, solo.
And then she moved to Toronto?
Yeah.
And I hope that she's doing well. Do you know of...
she's doing great.
Oh, good. That's fantastic. She's always so nice. Yeah. So, but that is not going to be there anymore. And I guess when I heard the news, the first thing that I thought of is think back fondly of all the great things that happened at that place. Music waste shows that happened with Apollo Ghost. I'm sure the Noise Festival, all the awesome fundraiser things. Sagia to put on a fundraiser, and it's the first time that I saw Housewind play. And what, like, ruled the Toast Collective? Any fond memories of it? Like, one show that would do it for you?
So many shows.
Well, you got to pick one, and you've got 7 seconds to think of one.
There was lots of great ones. I was probably the Chris-erific one-hour set.
Oh, God. Yeah, that lasted 52 minutes too long.
One of the earlier things I started going to was called Short Stacks.
Okay.
And it was before I was even involved. I would, you know, I was in bands and stuff, but wasn't involved in the space. But, and I don't remember everyone who organized it, but what it was Sunday morning brunch and music.
That's nice.
And it was like, you know, so I remember Kevin Matheson was there, and Anthony who from Galerie Gachet, American Anthony.
He was super
serving. They'd cook up food in the back
because
it's an industrial kitchen, which is kind of a cool aspect to the Toast, right? It's like that big kitchen really lent itself to being part of a food community too. Like, not everyone knew this, but there was actually like a beer brewing collective. Beer Cat Brewing, it was called. Yeah. And it was actually there for almost the whole, about 10 years. I mean, they left only a year ago, year and a half ago. And they were there from the beginning. And so we had some like sub renters helping us out with the rent too. And so they would pay a little bit and they would meet every Sunday. It was a bunch of people who just didn't have the space at home to brew, and they would come together and brew for their own families. And then you know, split the batches. So yeah, it's always been a food element. So that was really fun.
I didn't know that. Yeah. So, I mean, there is a lot of great memories. And how about we take a break, play some more music, and then we'll have one last go of this and discuss the future of the Toast Collective. Okay. Does it include the likes of you? And then you will be driven home, Tracy. I know everybody, it is very, very late right now on a Wednesday. We had some miscommunication. I thought it was Thursday that we were going to do this. It's actually Wednesday night. You're smiling a little too much. You want this to be over, and it soon will be after a couple songs. And then what are we going to do now that the Toast Collective is no longer on Fraser Street?
Okay, let's play some Clapper, a little bit of rocky music from Clapper, a band that doesn't reside in Vancouver on the Parts Unknown show.
I'm first all the time. anxious. I get anxious when I'm not at home. I get anxious when I don't have the phone. I get anxious when I go outside. I get anxious when I go online. I get anxious. I get anxious. I get anxious.
I'm trying to read the news.
I get anxious.
I got Uber Eats, Netflix fever and chills. Skype's like Zoom and my video conferencing skills have got me well prepared to spend the rest of my life in my room.
This is just the life I live. I got no good reason to leave. Cause home is where the Wi-Fi is. Nah, it wasn't hard going into quarantine.
But now, I don't even want to go outside. Cause when I do, I see pogroms, bushfires,
panic bells on a tripwire.
But now for my next trick, I guess I'll just stay right here in my bed. The world keeps getting hotter and my sheets are soaked in sweat.
I get a text, I get anxious when I don't get a text. I get anxious when my doorbell rings. I get anxious about fucking anything. I get anxious when I take time off. I get anxious that I'm not good enough. I get anxious going to therapy to try to treat my anxiety.
From Melbourne, Australia, that's Pinch Points with a tune called Reasons to be Anxious. Yeah, we have lots of reasons. They're from Melbourne. This is another band from Melbourne, Australia, brand new band called Delivery. They have a new album called Yes, We Do. This is Floored. We will get to the last little bit of the interview that I had with three members of the Toast Collective, DIY, do it yourself, that's what DIY stands for, creators of space for music, for community, for lovely, lovely things, and we will get to that in a sec, but first, some Australian rock and roll from the five-piece known as Delivery on 101.9 CITR.
Thank you.
Okay, lots of tunes there, and that was from Chicago Spread Joey, a tune called Violence. Oh, very nice. That's a self-titled full length that was released earlier this year. Also had something from my friend Max and his San Francisco group. Jeez, that's the only thing that I could think of. Pardoner. They had a new album this year, released in May, called Came Down Different, and Totally Evil Powers is a track that I had never played before. Max Freeland, you've done it again. I also played Delivery, some Pinch Points, and other things, and I hope that... Oh, Chronophage. The reason why I played Chronophage is that they recently played here. They're from Austin, Texas, and they played in town. I loved saying that. They played in town. Almost a taboo thing to say a year ago. Played some Clapper. Good, we're all caught up. Now, my cover. This is really weird because I went to my Facebook and this story popped up, or what is it called, a post on my Facebook about a long time ago, I guess it was like a year ago, my friend Ryan McCormick, who was in a band called Collapsing Opposites, had a birthday, and his wife Naomi surprised him with an album of his friends doing covers of his lovely songs. And Caitlin Gilroy, one of the Toast Collective members that I am interviewing, did one. And I'd like to play it here. This is one of my favorite Collapsing Opposites songs, Mirror Stage, done wonderfully by Caitlin. And then I will have the last little bit of the interview and a couple more requests. So stay tuned.
Sometimes you only see the parts that you like to purge.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Covered in Gore-Tex. Don't look at your tex.
Do you like that? How about that? Mondays, 5 p.m. Deliberate Noise. Nina Panini, special guest Claire. Local, new, hot, upcoming shows, toilets, friendship. Mondays at 5. CITR. Be there. Be there.
One, two.
Be there.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
You're listening to 101.9 CITR. This is still the Parts Unknown show. There's still a little bit on my interview with the Toast Collective, Caitlin, Tracy, and Matty. But first, a little instrumental number, and then after that, I will talk about it, and then we will talk again with the three people that I said.
She was a visitor. 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 She was a visitor.
You're listening to 101.9 CITR. That was a composition done by the late, great Alvin Lucier, who passed on this December the 1st at the age of 90, the gifted composer, celebrated composer. And I remember he was an instructor at Wesleyan. I think that's what it's called. University. It was kind of a contemporary experimental music school. I don't know if they taught other things, but he, for years and years and years, would teach there. So, and I remember that because my friend Eric went to school to take composition in Connecticut at that school. And I don't think that he mentioned that Alvin was his teacher, but yes, I'm sure that they crossed paths in the hallway. Yes. Now, today, we're still going through this interview I did with my friends Caitlin and Tracy and Matty, and I have one little bit of the interview left for you, because you don't know what is next for the Toast Collective. They are moving. They got kicked out of their space. Does that mean that the Toast Collective is no more? Well, I guess you're just going to have to find out, aren't you, with the last little bit of my interview. I hope that you enjoy it on 101.9 CITR.
As Matty pours me a little bit more of mint tea, I want to ask all of you, what does the future hold for the Toast Collective? You wonderful, hardworking, creative minds. Is this the end of the Toast Collective? I have doubts. Will you erase those doubts from me?
Yes, I'll take my big eraser and erase them now and say, this is not the end of the Toast. But we've been talking about, well, we're looking for spaces, looking for a better space, bigger space, maybe a good zone, good area where we can make noise. You know, we're looking, and we've had a few. Well, we have one place that was looking promising. I won't say too much about it, but it's very exciting, and it's a space where we feel welcomed and wanted, and we won't have to like lie about what we're doing or go on, like under the radar. So that's really nice.
I'm gonna miss all the lies, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll still lie to you.
Please do. Yes, I just my favorite thing about the Toast Collective is that for a big chunk of the time, people were trying to get into the front door, but you're not allowed to go in the front door. You have to go all the way in the back to the alley, and that's where all your friends are. And there's the amazing Toast Collective sign that's in the shape of a big piece of toast. Oh, good times. Well, I see that you are all in good spirits about this, that when I heard the news, I felt quite sad. But talking to you guys makes me feel quite good. And are all of you like still in it for, you know, the greater good of it? Do you still got gas in the tank?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All of you.
Yeah. The collective grew, larger, just around like prior to the pandemic, and that larger group stayed together. So I think through the strength of that group is how we've maintained our forward momentum for sure. So,
I'm really happy to be here to talk to you guys and to have you be so positive about a situation that could have been quite dire, but you're all kind of pulling on the same rope and wanting a future for this community spot where all musical types can dwell.
One more thing.
Yes.
We're hoping to have a final show.
Oh, my. Well, hopefully.
Will you play?
I got to dust myself off, but we'll see.
You have to play.
Only if I can play for 2 hours.
Oh, absolutely. Done.
10 minutes in.
10. Thank you. 9. Do I hear 8? Thank you guys for this. It's always so lovely to see you. And I haven't seen you guys in a while. So it looks like you are all doing quite well. And I can't wait to see all of you at the new Toast Collective very soon in the new year. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Gonna do it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
Ah, there you are. So it does have a happy ending. Now, there isn't any news about them solidifying a new spot, but I am hoping that maybe even the next Parts Unknown show, I will give you good news. Who knows? And maybe your band will play at the new Toast Collective. Here's hoping. I hear you guys are pretty good. Now, let's play a couple requests from Matty, who requested some Greenhouse, and I believe Caitlin requested this song from a longtime Toast Collective supporter and performer at the Toast Collective. This is Lorna Rowe on 101.9 CITR. Thank you.
no butterflies peck out your eyes. Go to sleep, you little baby. When you wake, you'll have sweet cake and all the pretty little horses. Thank you. Is it better now? I crossed out the first line that I wrote down. Is it better now? I crossed out the second line that I wrote down. Is it better now? I crossed out the third line that I wrote down. Is it better now? I crossed out the fourth line, I tore the page out. Is it better now?
Now, I don't know if this tune is actually on the Ignorance. Let's see, Better Now. No, Better Now is not on the Ignorance album by The Weather Station. I found this song on the Deluxe Edition, which is a whopping 19 tracks. And Better Now is a lovely little piano ballad done by... What, I can't think of the young lady's name. I wonder if it says who wrote all the songs. Tara Lindemann. Ha! You know why I remember? It's because I had an old school chum named Marnie Lindemann. Not sisters. That was The Weather Station. I also had a performer from Los Angeles, California, requested by Matty Harris himself, Green Dash House, kind of a plant-based soundtrack here. Now, ever since Mort Garson had his Plantasia album, a album that would aid the growing of plants, there have been similar-sounding artists that want to achieve that same idea and that same growing potential of music to make the plants grow. And I don't know if it works, but the music's great. The song is from an album called Music for Living Spaces. This was a tune called Find Home. So apropos of the topic that we mostly discussed on this show, Toast Collective not being at the address that they once were. So they need to find a home, and let's hope that they do, because it's been like a second home to me, most definitely. Now, I wanted to finish up. I know that I am going to leave quite early, but my daughter has not had lunch yet. And you know how Sylvie gets when she doesn't have lunch. She is a living, breathing terror. So let's play one more thing. A protest song of the highest design from a band featuring a couple members of Kids in the Hall. Scott Thompson and Paul Bellini, on a dare and a whim, were goaded into making their own band in the mid-80s, and they both looked at each other and then looked at the person that were daring them and said, you know what, we will form a band and we're going to call it Mouth Congress. And Mouth Congress became a thing. There is a reissue of this album, and it's got lots of songs. Whoa, 29, and that's not even the deluxe edition. The people have spoken. This is a fiery anthem of change and protest, and it sounds very not like the four songs that I played beforehand, but whatever. Let's play this song by Mouth Congress out of Toronto, Ontario, and let me bid you adieu. A wonderful show. I am great. And I will be even greater next week with a brand new guest. I'm going to keep doing this until my photo album that has all my guests' photos in them is all complete. And I have a whole bunch more spots for more guests. So I'm going to be doing this for a little while longer. Anyway, let's play some Mouth Congress. And I thank you very much for listening.
Bloodbath at a shindig is back, baby. Submissions are officially open for Shindig 2022. 18 bands enter, only one will win. Enter to experience a moment of connectedness before severing that bond in a ruthless bid to reign supreme in a local and independently run music competition. All genres, ages, and styles are encouraged to submit. Go to CITR.ca to submit and for all the info.